The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you're tuned in to the prophetic voice of our time. So amazing on what happened this week. Last Tuesday, the peace treaty brokered by President Trump was signed between the nation of Israel and United Arab Emirates, and also Israel and Bahrain, and more are coming. It is the manifestations of the reconciliation of the sons of Abraham between Ishmael and Isaac. This is the perfect will of the Lord, and it's an exciting times to be in. I remember in my prayer, I believe it's between 1996 and 1998 during Clinton time, and the then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is running for a re-election. And the Lord told me that he is not going to be reelected, but he's going to run again and to watch and pray for him. And when he'll become a prime minister, there will be a series of events that things will get accelerated concerning Israel and other nations of the world, even with United States. At that time, I remember I was watching television and President Benjamin Netanyahu was just arriving to have a meeting with President Clinton, and then Clinton decided to cancel the meeting and just go golfing instead. And I remember it was a grievous insult towards Benjamin Netanyahu. And Benjamin Netanyahu, since he's already here, I remember he met with some of the Christian leaders. And then when he left, the dealing of President Clinton started. As soon as Benjamin Netanyahu was airborne, I remember the Monica Lewinsky was exposed. And now we are here in this time in which we have our embassy in Jerusalem, as well as other nations, and many more will follow through. Also, if the body of Christ will continue to unite, and let's continue to pray for this, all of us need to vote in this coming election. We need to vote for righteousness. We need to vote for the unborn so that abortion will stop here and other issues that are so dear to our God's heart. And we need to vote on any other issues except those issues that are important to our God, okay? He is our source, and you need to influence anybody, if they are not registered to vote and explain to them that we have to rally behind our leaders. Everything is going to be all right. What is happening in our country right now? I was praying, and the Lord gave me several scriptures on what he's planning on doing, if you and I will continue to pray. Amen? I'm excited on what is happening. It is time for us to fight for our country. We want United States of America to continue to be a republic. We want United States of America to continue to prosper so that we'll continue to finance the preaching of the gospel all over the world. Here is one in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 19 through 20. It says, "To those who say, 'Let God hurry, let him hasten his work so we may see it. Let it approach, let the plan of the Holy One of Israel come so we may know it.' Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to them." And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes, but the fear the Lord and shun evil." There was also a prophecy I released, and I believe I released it here to you through this radio broadcast. that the month of September is a month of supernatural manifestations of financial blessings, capitalizations for all the partners and members of this ministry here in the United States and in Asia. And if you are financing the gospel, you are part of it. I'm not talking about tithing, okay? I'm talking about financing the gospel that is above the tithings and love offerings. Now, the month of September is already here, and we have lots of opportunities opening up for us. I want to remind all of you not to focus on the negative things, but focus and meditate on the promises of our God. He is faithful, and He is not affected or He's not shocked by what is going on. And I want to remind you also that whatever or wherever you focus on this season, it will get bigger and it will prosper. So watch your words. Speak only what lines up with the Word of God and the perfect will of our God. We are in the season of suddenlies. The Spirit of the Lord is moving across the land. And if you and I pray and focus on the things that we need to do for our Lord, this is what is expected to manifest for the evildoers. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 1, it is the prayer of King David. And this also should be our prayer. Psalm chapter 64, starting with verse 2. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from that noisy crowd of evildoers. We see it in major cities all across this country. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from that noisy crowd of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent man. They shoot at him suddenly, without fear. They encourage its others in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see them?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan. Surely the mind and heart of men are cunning." Verse 7. But God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly, they will be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. This is going to happen, I promise you, if we focus on God. Don't say negative things. Verse 9. All mankind will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what He has done. And this is an instruction. It's in verse 10. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in Him. Let all the upright in heart praise Him. So do not be concerned of what's going on in this country. You focus on what you're supposed to do. The Lord gave us His name. And in His name, all power and authority in both heaven and on earth is in that name. Our responsibility is to believe and focus on Him and obey the instruction. So in this upcoming election, I repeat, go out and vote. Vote early with your mask on, but vote. And if you're listening, if you're not registered to vote yet, don't make any excuses. Register and make yourself counted. Our vote is our seed. Search and research the platform of both parties. And go for the party whose agenda and their promises line up with the Word of God. Vote for life so that we can end abortion in this land. So talk and influence those within your sphere of influence to vote for righteousness. All right, and continue to pray. We will going to fight this. We will continue to declare and thank God for a peaceful and honest election. In Jesus' name, amen. When we hear a bad news, which is majority of what we hear from the media nowadays. Pull those negative words down in the name of Jesus and release the perfect will of our God. Do not share those bad news. That is the ways of the world. Ours is the ways of God. Let us not worry on how God is going to manifest himself gloriously in our times. Our responsibility is to believe him, trust him, and obey. If what they're reporting is there will be mass cheating, all you need to do is to come against it in the name of Jesus. Pull those assignments down. Do not repeat those negative words, but do it in prayer. Pray for wisdom for those that are in charge to put safety net to avoid electronic cheating, even mass mail-in ballots cheating, and come against malfunction. Not everybody who's going to vote via mail, the absentee ballots, we've been doing that for a long, long time. Let us not conclude that the mail-in ballots will all be bad. Let's just come against cheating. If we are united in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we can always dictate the outcome because of the authority in that name. So all we need to pray, thank God for, is an honest election, and we need to touch it and cast our vote towards righteousness. Here's another one on what you're going to expect. In Psalm chapter 73, verse 1, this is a psalm of Asaph. It says, "Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart." I repeat, to those that are pure in heart. And this is a confession in which some of us must repent also. Verse 2, all the way to 19. "But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost control of my foothold. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to men. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression." Now down to verse 16. "When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me." See, he was focusing on the bad things. Verse 17, 18, and 19, these are glorious. "I tried to understand all this. It was oppressive to me." Verse 17, "till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely you placed them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors." They're going to be dealt with. So Asaph, in those times, did not understand what is going on. It seems like the wicked people, the evildoers, are winning. They're gaining ground. And he almost backslid. He almost had fallen because he was focusing on bad things. But when he went before the Lord, then the Lord gave him understanding on what is going on. So it is important for us to understand that God has everything under control. He just wants us, his people, to separate ourselves from the rest of the world by not practicing or even repeating all the negativity. And we have to be strong. And one thing also, that it's my prayer that those people that really focused on the Armageddon, all these negative things, we need to take heart on what our Lord Jesus Christ told us. Matthew chapter 24, in verse 4, Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Make sure, this is our instruction, make sure that you're not going to alarm by this. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. So it's the beginning of birth pains, and we have been in that birth pains for a while now. At the same time, if you focus, just like what I told you, and you also witnessed last Tuesday about the signing of the peace treaty between Israel and United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, and many more nations will come to the peace treaty. This is what we should expect for this decade. So we must focus on the task ahead because God is faithful. There will be a lot of opportunities for the body of Christ, and see to it that you and I will continue to obey God and finance the preaching of the gospel all over the world and to make disciples to mature the body of Christ. The organizational structure of the church the way it is going to be corrected and be made perfect. The government of our God will be implemented here on earth by those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. You need to continue to pray for God to give you understanding, because it is truly exciting life, and this is going to be an awesome decade, not just an awesome year for the body of Christ, because the glorious church, the influential and glorious church, will emerge and will continue to preach the gospel all over the world. What is happening right now with all this peace treaty in the Middle East, wherein other people prophesy, oh, Armageddon is here, there will be wars, there will be no peace. If the gospel is preached all over the world, we are teaching and preaching about the kingdom of God, and we implement it, and then we disciple others to implement the ways of God. Yes, the end will come, but we are at the helm that the nations of the world will be won almost overnight. This is the perfect will of God. Every time you're affected by bad news, all you need to do is to ask. And I kept on saying this. This is a litmus test, even on prophecy, even on what you hear. Will God get all the glory? Will it benefit his people? And yes, it will benefit you in the end. But if it just benefit a certain person who is releasing all these prophecies, then it is not the perfect will of God. It may be in the Word of God, hell is in the Bible, but we have to really find the will of God and the heart of our God. Then we will be discerning, and let us be led by the Holy Spirit. So do not be alarmed with what is going on. When there is a call for repentance, in which our God is so merciful, you need to take heed of it and get on God's side in every issues of our life. Don't give any more excuses, because major upheavals, they just started. And they just started in this country. There will be upheavals as there are peace treaties all over the world. Because why? God is positioning the nations of the world. They're finally calling them to where they're supposed to be. And it's time for us to get ready to do and obey what God is telling us. You're going to hear more what we can do as Christians, especially here in the United States of America. Let us continue on what God is saying to the church, what God is saying to the nation. And we must follow those instructions. There will be a lot of opportunities. And once God's will, if we all are going to be united in this coming election, then the chosen leader or president of God will remain in the office, and you're going to watch how the economy of United States of America will prosper, how all these evil workers, troublemakers, and corruption in our government is going to be dealt with. And I'm excited for that, because there is no other country like United States of America. And it is my prayer that the people, especially our children and our children's children, will learn to appreciate this nation. I started calling forth and praying for school choice so that our children will not be brainwashed in universities and high schools, that we have a choice. And I've been praying and prophesying for that. And you know what? In spite of the pandemic, in spite of the problems that we're at, it is now an issue wherein before nobody will touch it. Because they're afraid of teachers' union. They're afraid of even the universities. But now it is here. So even the negative situation of this pandemic, God turned around for good. And he will continue to deal with the arts and entertainment. He will deal with the media. And he will continue to deal with the sports arena. And I'm excited about that. All of these things has to rise up, because the anointing of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, will cause all these yokes to surface, even in our own minds, even in our own hearts, that we didn't even know that we're operating outside of the will of God. So it is mercy. I want each and every one of us to be teachable. And it is a discovery of the love of God, the ways of God, and also the discovery of who we are in Him. I want to encourage you today. There are so many good news that are happening in spite of the turmoil. But then again, the Lord commanded us in the book of Revelation, let the wicked continue to do wicked things. Leave them alone. Let them. But let the righteous continue to be righteous. Let the holy continue to be holy. That is a commandment in the book of Revelation, and really need to pay attention to it. As the two kingdoms here coexist, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of our God, let us stay and focus in the kingdom of our God and get to know the heart and the plan of God and the purpose of our God, not just for your life, but for others as well, and help and encourage, finance the preaching of the gospel all over the world. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for your mercy for this country. At the sound of my voice, I release healing upon your people in the name of Jesus. I come against death, and I loosen forth life. I come against all forms of cancer, all forms of skin diseases, against diabetes, against bone disease, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for supernatural miracles of any organs or any body parts that are needed, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for opening the blind eyes to see and opening our ears to be sensitive to your voice, and make us teachable. And Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you as our teacher. And I thank you that you will continue to lead us into all truth. And you will even tell us of things to come. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So call me at 210-695-1630 and join us in our live streaming. We are live streaming all of our services at 10:30 Sunday morning and at 7 p.m. Sunday night and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So you don't have any excuse. And subscribe to our podcast as well as with our live streaming. You can go to sogmi.org and we will inform you if we have upcoming events or with our live streaming. Amen. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, Our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. And all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.